New month, new topic for Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter. I'm Twitter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. Follow me there and follow me here as well so you can get notified of every new episode every single day for the past 517 days. Today, as I say, we're talking about a new topic, what you need to know about how microphones affect your voice. Yeah, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about microphones and everything you need to know, well, without going into too much techie depth, but how to use a microphone and how to get the most out of it to help you with your voice and your recording session. So we're in the studio. We've been talking about the studios over the last week or so. The next important piece of kit to make the most of your voice is, as I say, the mic. Speaking with a microphone is different from speaking with another human being. And there are various kind of mic environments, each of which will make your presentation and your voice projection a little bit different. So join me and see whether you can't work out, along with me, the different use cases for microphones. I mean, first of all, you can use a microphone to amplify your voice, can't you? For example, in an auditorium where there are hundreds of real, live people. You can use a microphone to transmit your voice. For example, in a radio studio where there are thousands of people listening, but they're not with you and they can't see you. You can use a microphone to transmit your voice. For example, in a radio studio where there are thousands of people listening, but they are not with you and cannot see you, but where there are also people in the studio with you and you are talking to them as you might do as though you were not on air. Do you follow? So those last two, quite similar, but that second example that I've just mentioned, where you're talking to people listening at home, but perhaps while you're also talking with someone in the studio at the same time. What kind of voice are you using then? How are you using the microphone in that particular situation? Number four, using a microphone to transmit your voice, for example, in a TV studio where there are thousands of people watching who can see you and can see your body language as well. And that microphone technique in a TV studio is different from using it in a radio studio. So we'll be talking about that over the forthcoming episodes here. And also using a microphone to record your voice, for example, for a podcast like this one, which is a much more intimate experience because people tend to listen alone and with headphones on or earbuds in directly rather than radio, which is consumed in a more communal setting like a kitchen or a car. Yeah, think of the different ways people consume radio as opposed to a podcast. And also, using a microphone to record your voice, for example, for a video where people can also see you and your body language as well. So lots of different situations about when you use a microphone, and each of those different situations will encourage you, either consciously or subconsciously, to be using your voice in a slightly different way as well. We're going to be touching on some of those over the forthcoming episodes. Now, as far as we're concerned with this series of podcasts, we need to be aware of how everything to do with mics can affect your voice, from their pickup patterns, the stands they sit on, how near or far away that microphone is from you, how you speak into them, and what you even wear when you're near them as well. As well, of course, as the type of mic, which we'll look at tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.